I'm Bishop T.D. Jakes, inviting you to unwind your mind and spirit with tonight's sleep psalm. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will tell of all your marvelous works. Psalm 9, verse 1. Dear Lord, I want to praise your name as I seek to sleep tonight. I want to tuck under your mighty tower and find rest. You are a powerful pillar in my life. You have been faithful since the beginning and will be faithful until the very end. Remind me of your wonderful deeds so I might have reassurance for the future. You sit atop a throne of justice, grace, and righteousness. In times of trouble, you will respond. When I am lost, you will seek me out. When I need safety, you will cover me. I have complete confidence in your will for my life. And I rest easy tonight, knowing that my future is secure in your hands. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying with me. I'm Bishop T.D. Jakes, inviting you to unwind your mind and spirit with tonight's sleep psalm. Prepare your heart for this devotional from the Book of Psalms, guiding you into a restful embrace under his watchful eyes. Thank you for joining me, Bishop T.D. Jakes, for tonight's episode of the Sleep Psalms podcast. If this episode blessed you, follow the podcast so you never miss a nightly encouragement.
Hello, I'm Grace. For tonight's sleep psalm by Pray.com, we will be meditating on Psalm 9. As you lay down, relax your shoulders, rest your arms by your side, and take a few deep breaths. Release any tension in your body. Close your eyes and breathe in and out slowly. Clear your mind and focus your thoughts on God. Remember who He is, the all-powerful Sovereign One that knows you, sees you, loves you, and sustains you. He knows the weight of what you are carrying from today, and He is ready to lift your burdens and give you rest for your mind, body, and soul. Bring today's worries and anxieties to Him. Know He cares for you. Know He came to bring you a life filled with joy, hope, and peace. Focus on His promises, on His faithfulness. Breathe in and out slowly. When you breathe in, allow your lungs to completely fill with air before exhaling. When you breathe out, release the stress and tension in your muscles. As your body relaxes, focus on opening your mind and heart to God's voice. Listen to your heartbeat and focus on breathing in and out slowly until your heart rate slows down. As you get ready to meditate on God's Word, ask for Him to speak to you tonight. Listen for His still, small voice to lead you down a safe, secure path that leads to peaceful rest. Tonight, we can find hope and joy in God's Word. Despite the chaos in our world and in our lives, His Word reminds us we can trust Him completely. for he sees us and hears us, and he will never forsake us. We can delight in what the Lord has done and be assured of what he will do on our behalf. Psalm 9 from the King James Version says, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will shew forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. When mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou sattest in the throne judging right. Thou hast rebuked thy heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever. O thou enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end, and thou hast destroyed cities. Their memorial is perished with them. But the Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment, and he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Sing praises to the Lord, which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. When he maketh inquisition for blood, he remembereth them. He forgetteth not the cry of the humble. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble which I suffer of them that hate me. Thou that liftest me from the gates of death, that I may shew forth all thy praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in thy salvation. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made. In the net which they hid is their own foot taken. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executeth. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Higayon Selah. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forgot God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. Selah. As you lay down tonight, think about the goodness of a perfectly right, righteous God who is completely sovereign over our world and our lives. The Lord hears the cries of the afflicted. He rules the world in righteousness. He judges with equity. He upholds our just cause with his right hand. He will never forget the needy. He will never turn his back on his people. Take refuge in the Lord, for he is our stronghold in times of trouble. Breathe in and be comforted by his presence. Breathe out and lift your fears to him. In his arms you will find safety. In his hands you will find strength. In him you will rest securely through the night. Close your eyes and imagine laying at his feet in perfect peace. Breathe in and out. Relax your body. Surrender your heart and mind to the Lord. Put your trust in his name. Focus your thoughts on his goodness, on his power to help you overcome the world. Breathe in and out. Release the tension in your body. Give it all to God. Think of an area you have not fully surrendered to God, an area which you are scared to relinquish control of. Tell God your struggles with trusting him. Confess times when you have taken matters into your own hands. Ask for his forgiveness and for his help with trusting him completely. Take a deep breath. Know God will never break his promises. He will never break your trust. He is for you, not against you. Praise God for the times his justice has prevailed. Praise God for the hope he has given you during the dark times, and for the hope he has given you for your future. Praise him for the times he has provided for you. Thank him for answering your prayers. Think of someone who is facing some form of injustice or who is being treated unfairly. Ask God to intervene in their circumstances and to put hope in their heart and give them peace tonight. Lay your requests before God. Cast all your cares and anxieties on him. Trust him to give you restful sleep tonight. Pray for justice to be done in your nation. Pray your leaders will seek God and his wisdom as they lead your country. Pray God will open your eyes to the needs of those around you and show you how to love and serve others like Jesus did. Pray for God's provision and protection over you and your family. Ask him for what you need in your life right now. Wait expectantly for his answer. Pray you will always take refuge in God, relying on him for what you need every day. Take a deep breath. As you exhale, release any tension and stress that is still lingering from today. Relax your neck and shoulders. Feel your body soften and your mind settle. As your body relaxes, allow God to refresh your soul and bring you peace to help you rest through the night.